Driving past our local harbour on the first day of spring, I had to dodge through a maze of trucks and trailers, each one carrying a large white pleasure boat. More were being launched down the ramp into the water, and a few were already rocking quietly at their summer moorings in the harbour itself. For months, the docks and marinas have been sadly empty. All the gleaming fiberglass vessels removed and lovingly wrapped in plastic for the winter. Now, like caterpillars out of the chrysalis, they are emerging. Here's a sure sign of summer, the return of the great armada of pleasure boats. In the words of the Royal Marines' marching song, a life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep. I'm not much of a sailor myself, although I have been on the Port Jefferson ferry. The ocean wave and the rolling deep make me uneasy, and I can't help remembering that all boats are kept on the surface only by a mysterious phenomenon called buoyancy, which is not to be trusted. In my swimming days, I often lost buoyancy and sank like a stone. Presumably this can happen to boats too. Remember the Titanic. New England has a great seafaring tradition. Fishing, whaling and sea cargo were historic industries up and down the coast, and the perils of the sea claimed untold numbers of lives. Generations later, the call of the sea is still strong, but today's mariners take fewer chances. Every harbour is packed with boats, but 9 out of 10 are power boats. Instead of fragile, porous wood, they're made out of sturdy, leak-proof fiberglass. Instead of launching out into the boundless ocean at the mercy of the wind and the waves, where very nasty things can happen, many of today's sailors confine their activities to roaring up and down Long Island Sound. The love affair with boats, like most love affairs, has grown more expensive over time. A modern motor cruiser costs more than a frigate in the War of 1812, with 30 guns and a crew of 200. Walking around the marinas, a landlubber can't help being impressed by these dream craft. Some of the dreamier ones are 100 feet long, or about the size of the Mayflower. So much has changed, so much has improved in the nautical life. The old-time mariners, always at the mercy of the wind, who found their perilous way around the ocean with a chronometer and a compass, would be amazed by our modern pleasure boats, with their massive engines and enough navigational electronics to equip a space station. But at least on Long Island Sound, navigation seems relatively straightforward. If you pass under the Throg's Neck Bridge, you've gone too far west. If you're about to be run down by the Orient Point Ferry, you've ventured too far east. Even the most careless navigational error can result in nothing much worse than making landfall in Bridgeport instead of Northport, although this could be inconvenient if the crew have luncheon reservations. With all these modern conveniences, a life on the ocean wave can be almost as safe and as comfortable as life on land. This is David Boucher.